Those of us in the audience here in New Orleans probably know the Jordan family. Jordan patriarch Sir Edward Kidd Jordan was the champion of new styles of jazz in this city and taught the likes of Terrence Blanchard and Wynton and Branford Marsalis. Kidd Jordan's children have made their own indelible mark. Kent, Stephanie, Rachel, and Marlon. When Katrina hit, they scattered, but like many traditions here in New Orleans, they were resilient. Here is the Jordan family.
Angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feathered canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. Well, I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, but still somehow it's cloud illusion that I recall. And I really don't know clouds. Really don't know clouds at all. Feels feeling proud to say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds. Well, I've looked at life that way, but now, old friends, they're acting strange. They shake their heads and they say that I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. Well, I've looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose. Really don't know life. Really don't know life.
The Jordan family, Stephanie on vocals, Kent on flute, Marlon on trumpet, backed by Simon Lott on drums, Harry Anderson on bass, and Michael Esnall on the piano. And that's lovely. Marlon, I wanted to ask you, I know that you were here during the storm, and well, I guess the question I'm learning from everybody around here is, how'd you do?
Well, I'm here, and I guess my mother's in the audience. She's glad that I'm here, too, because she
was...
She thought I was deceased because I was on the roof for 5 days and I didn't have a phone, and it was quite an ordeal. you know.
On the roof for 5 days?
Yeah, yeah. I decided to stay by accident. And I was sleeping, and then all of a sudden I just see a gush of water come through my house. So I ran upstairs, and I didn't have an axe, so I had to bust through the top of my roof with a closet door and run on the roof.
You broke through your roof with a closet
door. Oh, yeah. It's amazing what adrenaline will do for you.
5 days on the roof. What did you have water? Did you have food?
I had enough water and food for 3 days. So luckily, my aunt lived across the street from my house, so I had to swim across the street amongst alligators and water moccasins and all other kind of things, and break into her house and get canned goods and what I could out of her house, and then swim back. And also, I had a couple of neighbors across the street who a house caught on fire next door, and they didn't know how to swim, so I had to go back in the water and swim and go get them to bring them to my house. So it was quite an ordeal.
It's an extraordinary story of you know, courage and survival and your decision to stay, stupidity.
Yeah.
Stephanie, you must have been worried sick.
Oh, yeah. We, you know, we have a network of folks I can remember. As a matter of fact, I still have messages saved on the cell phone. One of the persons that I called, I found out that he was in New Orleans in a boat rescuing folks, my good friend Jacques Morial. And I got in touch with him. I found out that he had a boat. And so I called him, and I had Jacques out looking for Marlon. And anybody that we could touch base with, Jacques called me back immediately and said, look, I'm out. I've got other folks that I know who have boats. We're going to go try to find him. And they were out looking for him. And by a miracle, less than an hour after I talked with Jacques, he called back and said, I think we've located Marlon. I think he's alive. And then the phone rang, and, well, Kent was calling because someone got in touch with Kent. And Kent said, he is alive. And we found out that he had been airlifted off of the roof by the U.S. Army and sent to Birmingham. So those were some long, dark hours. I mean, you know, we didn't know how it was going to turn out, but thank God it turned out okay.
Now, Kent, I know you weren't in the city during the storm.
Right.
But you've stayed in New Orleans. You're obviously playing here. What's the music business like? We heard so many stories of musicians having to leave town to make a living.
Well, I mean, fortunately for me, I mean, I live on the West Bank in Algiers, so I made out better than everybody in my family. But for a lot of musicians who have had to leave, it's been quite an ordeal to try to, you know, reorganize themselves and to try to become musicians again, because, first of all, being a musician is not an easy endeavor, you know, to begin with. And then to have all of your life possessions, like, your instruments, not only your instruments and, you know, your music and all of the things that you've collected over the years. Like, my father lost something like 50 saxophones. So how do you replace that, you know, in a lifetime? So it's very, very difficult. But slowly but surely, the music scene is gonna be resilient like the city, and it's going to come back. Mm-hmm. Because at the heart of it, I think musicians want to communicate what they're feeling.
You mentioned instruments. Marlon, I understand there's a story behind your trumpet there.
Yeah, yeah. The piano fund and in New York City, and also David Monette, who's a master horn builder for Wynton Marsalis, they found out that I didn't have my horn, and we had to play at the Lincoln Center for the Higher Ground benefit, mm-hmm. which I also want to give Wynton and Lincoln Center thanks for, you know, their work that they've been doing. But they gave me this trumpet as a symbol of me being alive.
Well, they weren't handing it out to dead people.
Yeah.
Stephanie, let me ask you, you all perform individually, separately, and together as well. After growing up together, are there tensions? What is it like playing with your two brothers there?
Well, I'm a singer, so I just sing what I want to sing. They have to follow me, you know, I have the mic. You know, it's great. You know, my brothers, especially Kent, you know, being my older brother, you know, he knows so much about music. And, you know, and Marlon, too, is a great musician and knows a whole lot. And so I'm really fortunate to be surrounded by great musicians, you know. You know, I can't do what I do unless I got a great backup behind me. And my brothers are so loving and so giving, and they share a lot. And my sister Rachel, too, you know, Rachel's really the music producer behind everything. She's sitting in the audience. You know, Rachel is classically trained at the Peabody Conservatory and all of that. So she brings just a wealth of information and knowledge. And, you know, we're family, so we fuss when we have to about family stuff. But when it gets down to playing together, you know, one of the things that we understand is that, you know, music is just a great thing to have. It's a gift from God. And, you know, I tell people, you know, when I realized after Katrina, you know, my Katrina moment was, what did I have? I have my voice. I can still sing, you know. And I have my grandmother's recipes, my mother's recipes in my head. And I get in the kitchen and cook, you know, New Orleans food, you know, and that's good. You know, a suitcase, your recipes, and your voice is a good thing to have left.
We're talking with the members of the Jordan family. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And, Kent, I wanted to ask you one more question. We're going to get another tune. Don't worry about it. But I did want to ask you one more question. Uh-huh. You guys are back up to the big star here?
Yeah, of course. We're, but we have a great, you know, band of musicians. With Mike Esnold and Harry Anderson and Simon Lott. So Stephanie picks great tunes. So we get a chance to stretch out with her. I mean, she really does. She picks some really interesting things to sing. So yeah. I enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, Marlon?
I'd also like to say something. I would like to talk about the record that came out before Katrina, which featured all of my family on the record, my extended family, my cousin Mark Chatters, my uncle Maynard Chatters, Alvin Batiste, the whole family, my dad is on it. And that's, to me, was a symbol of like a rainbow, you know, coming out of the storm, you know, that I had something that I had done with my family together. And also with Stephanie, featuring Stephanie, and Kent's on it to everybody. You don't know what love is, MarlonJordan.com.
And those of us who were fortunate enough to watch the Higher Ground concert, the broadcast, I mean, that was just terrific. You guys were great.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
And, you know, as musicians, you know, to have a product out, you know, especially at a time like this, you know, this is it's important for us and all musicians, you know, how music impacts our community economically is tremendous. You know, restaurants that feature live musicians and all of the concert venues that are here, you know, we wonder what would the city be like without our music. I mean, you know, food and music, what else do you come to New Orleans for? You know, right. So we're hoping that the politicians will really understand that they've got to support cultural programming, you know, here, and we've got to get our venues back up and going. And when people come in, you know, to eat in a restaurant and listen to some live music is important to us. So we need a mandate that we're needed around here.
Well, let me thank, you just heard Stephanie Jordan. She came down from D.C. We appreciate that. The Jordan family are Marlon, Stephanie, Kent, and special thanks to their sister Rachel, who plays violin and is their manager, as well as Simon Lott, Harry Anderson, and Michael Esnall, who are backing them up today. If you want to hear more of the Jordans, you can visit our website at www.npr.org. What are we going to go out with?
Joey.
Joey. You've been too long.
With the crumbs she's cooking him, gets to tasting too good. When he's had all he wants of the ladies in the neighborhood, he sings Joey, 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 travel on. You've been too long in one town.
Our broadcast today was produced by Carlene Watson and Barry Hardiman, edited by Scott Cameron, and directed by Gwen Ooten in New Orleans and Sarah Handel in Washington. Paul Heltzel produces our web content. Our technical director is Kimberly Jones. She gets engineering help from Kevin Waite, Andrea Jackson-Gewirtz, Linda Mack, and Drew Reynolds. Our special thanks today to all of our guests and to Barbara Motley and the staff of Le Chat Noir, Chuck Miller and the staff of member station WWNO, Sylvana Joseph and Eve Tro, and of course, to our audience. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Cohn.
With the bump he's bonking, it gets feeling too soft and cozy. With the grub she's cooking him, gets to tasting too good.